From Washington, this is VOA News. Polls closed in Brazil's presidential election. And U.S. health officials and state governors disagree about how to deal with returning healthcare workers from Ebola-affected West Africa. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. Ballot counting has begun across Brazil after voters went to the polls on Sunday in a tightly contested presidential runoff election. Opinion polls before the vote showed leftist incumbent President Dilma Rousseff with a slight lead over her opponent, center-right Senator Aécio Neves. Some observers see the vote as a referendum on 12 years in power for Rousseff's Workers' Party, which is credited with expanding social welfare programs and lifting millions out of poverty to the middle class. But Ms. Rousseff's last 4 years in office have been marked by poor economic growth and recession. Neves, who has wide support among Brazil's wealthy elite, has promised to continue the Workers' Party's social programs while restricting government spending. A senior U.S. medical official has criticized moves by some U.S. states to quarantine health workers returning from West African nations affected by the Ebola virus. Director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Sunday, "The best way to protect Americans is to stop the outbreak in Africa by encouraging U.S. health workers to go there." Speaking on CNN's State of the Union program, Fauci said U.S. state authorities should not impose measures that could discourage such health missions. 3 U.S. states have ordered mandatory 3-week quarantines for anyone returning from West Africa who had exposure to Ebola patients. This is VOA News. Exit polls in Ukraine indicate that voters have elected the most pro-European parliament in the country's history, despite pro-Russia rebels preventing the election from happening in territory that they control in the east. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Moscow.
In the country's first parliamentary election since the ouster of Russia-backed President Viktor Yanukovych, national exit polls show President Petro Poroshenko's bloc won 23% of the party list vote, less than a predicted 30%, while Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk's Popular Front took the second highest at 21%. The party of Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy, a liberal party called Self-Help that includes activists, came in third at 13%. Andrew Wilson is with the European Council on Foreign Relations. He says the provisional party list results are encouraging.
So together, those three will probably have to govern. So the president's hope that his party would govern on its own is kind of dead. But in terms of broader hope for reform and movement onward from here, the good guys won.
A pro-Russia opposition bloc, which includes loyalists to Yanukovych, was estimated at 7.6%. The previous parliament was dominated by Yanukovych's loyalists from eastern Ukraine. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
Polls have closed in Tunisia's first full-term parliamentary election since Tunisians overthrew their dictator in a 2011 revolution that launched a series of Arab Spring regional uprisings. Candidates from about 90 political parties competed in Sunday's vote for 217 seats in parliament. The elected Tunisian lawmakers then will choose a new prime minister. The moderate Islamist Ennahda party, which dominated elections in 2011, is one of two parties hoping for a strong showing in the vote. Another party that could win wide support is Nida Tunes, which includes former members of the ousted Ben Ali regime. The party portrays itself as the only one capable of standing up to Islamists in the country. U.S. President Barack Obama praised the election as an important milestone in Tunisia's political transition. And disagreements within Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement have caused protest leaders to cancel a vote on what their next steps should be. The electronic referendum was canceled just hours before it was supposed to start late Sunday. Organizers of the 4-week-old Occupy Street movement cited internal disagreements about the effectiveness of the poll and a failure to properly consult with protesters on the streets before trying to stage the ballot.
That's the latest world news from VOA.